calling UPMC Community Health Choices Service Coordination.
Your protected health information is treated and kept in accordance with all privacy laws. Please note, this call may be monitored and is being recorded. We welcome your feedback on your experience today, as it helps us to improve our service. Please stay on the line after your call for a brief survey.
Thank you for calling UPMC Community Health Choices. My name is Dolores. Excuse me, on a recorded line. How may I assist you today?
Hi, my name is Dina. I reached out earlier and I saw you return my call regarding Derek Birdsong.
Are you calling from a provider's office?
Yes, I apologize. I'm calling from Family First Care. My name is Dina, D-I-N-A.
And you're calling from Family First Care?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Is this a...
This is a direct line.
No, is this a home care agency?
Mm-hmm.
This is Dina. One moment, Dina. Okay. And the name of the home care agency again, please?
Family First Care.
Thank you. And may I have a good callback number for you?
That'll be 267-551-7429.
Thank you. And your tax ID number, Dina, please?
That's 82284-3555.
Thank you so much for that. And may I have the participant's Medicaid ID number, please?
Mm-hmm. The Medicaid ID number is 830-133-7625.
Thank you. And the participant's first and last name and date of birth?
First name is Derek, last name is Birdsong. Date of birth is 11/27/1962.
Thank you, Dina. And would you be ever so kind as to verify Derek's address, please?
Mm-hmm. The home address is 66 North Locust Street in Easton.
And the state and zip code, please?
The state is Pennsylvania. The zip code is 18102.
Thank you so much. And you're returning Ayla's phone call?
Yes, I am.
All right. I'm going to check to see if she's available to speak with you. You mind holding? Just give me about a minute or two.
Sure.
Thank you. Oh, she did leave a message. She left a voicemail for you today.
Mm-hmm.
The authorization begins October... That's October 20th. 2025 until, no, something's not right. Okay, yep, you're going to need to speak to her.
Yeah.
Let me look at the, all right, now you mind holding? Just give me about a minute or two. I'm
mm-hmm.
checking to see if Ayla's available. Thank you. For patiently holding. Dina, is the facility, is there another name for the facility for Family First Care?
You said another name for Family First Care?
Yeah, do they go under another name?
Maybe Family First LLC.
No, that's Okay. Now I'm going to send Ayla. Now, Ayla's currently unavailable to take the phone call, but I'm going to send her the message that you called in regarding the authorization.
Mm-hmm. You can just clarify. It seems that she wasn't aware. The authorization is because the patient wants to switch over to us.
That's what I'm, okay. All right. Yep. Now, what I can do, I can send Ayla a message, and she does have up to 48 hours, but she's going to need to confirm with the participant that that is what the participant is requesting.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right. So just, and she does have up to 48 hours to return phone calls.
Okay. That's mine.
All right. Is there anything else that I can help you with today?
No, that'll be all.
Well, thank you for calling UPMC Community Health Choices. You have a great day, Dana.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.